Lord, speak to our hearts tonight, we pray.
主啊，求您对我们的内心说话。
We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your help this week. We thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the promise of a new year. We got a lot to thank you for.
今天主啊，我们感谢您今年呢，感谢您圣诞节和我们在一起，感谢呢就是说是您呢对我们新的一年的这样的应许，因为我们有很多事情要感恩，所以我们感谢您与我们同在。
And Lord, tonight we're going to be studying the Bible, and we need the Holy Spirit of God to teach us as we do that.
记住啊，今天晚上呢，我们也开始学习圣经。我们需要神的圣灵呢，来教导我们去学习。
So we're praying for your help right now.
所以我们现在呢，祈求您的帮助。
Again, thank you for each one who is here, and we pray that you'll send others, Lord, as you see fit.
记住啊，我们感谢每一个已经参加我们的，所以呢，我们祈求您呢，把那些您认为适合这个课程的，让他们也来学习。
So we're looking to you for the right words to say and for the right understanding to be revealed by the Spirit of God.
所以主要我们也祈求您呢，就是赐给我们正确的话语去讲，也赐给我们呢正确的这样的就是思维，就是通过圣灵的引导，让我们去理解。
And Lord, may each of us go into the new year with a renewed zeal to walk in your ways.
所以主要愿我们每个人呢，在新的一年里呢，都有一个新的热情去与您同行。
And we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们解决这些呢，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all.
Yeah。 再次呢，欢迎大家所有的人。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
And last time we were together, we looked at some of the truths that the Spirit of God was teaching us about John the Baptist.
上个星期呢，我们学到呢，就是神的圣灵呢，教导我们呢，关于一些关于施洗约翰的事。
You'll remember that he did a mighty work for God, and then he told Herod that he was a sinner, and Herod didn't like it, so Herod put him in prison.
现在大家也知道呢，他呢就是说当时呢，就是在那个叙利王呢做错了事儿，他指出来以后呢，那么说呢，那个叙利王不高兴，不高兴就把他关在监狱里了。
And you remember that from prison, John the Baptist sent to the Lord Jesus a couple of disciples saying, "Are you truly the one who's coming, or is there someone else who would be coming, who would be the Messiah?"
这里面大家也记得，那当时呢，施洗约翰在监狱里的时候呢，派到他的一两个门徒来到那个主耶稣基督这里，问他呢，你是那个要来的弥赛亚呢，还是我们还要等其他人再来？
And then you'll remember that the response of the Lord was to tell John what had happened in the preceding hour. And in that hour, many, many miracles had been accomplished.
你们大家记得呢？当主耶稣基督呢告诉他们呢，就是说是在前面的那些时间里面呢，就已经发生了很多的神迹。
And it was obvious to the disciples of John. And would be to John himself that this indeed was the Messiah that had been promised to the world.
所以这个里面的对那个施洗约翰，还有施洗约翰的门徒们呢，当然来说是非常明显的。主耶稣呢，他就是他们应许要来的弥赛亚。
And then you remember that following that, the disciples went away, and the Lord Jesus told the people who were in the multitude listening to him, he told them how great a man John the Baptist was.
你们也记得呢，在施洗约翰的门徒离开以后呢，还有一些主耶稣基督其他的门徒，也很多人在那里。主耶稣基督呢，告诉他们施洗约翰是有多么的伟大。
And so, the response to that was that We'll read verses 29 and 30 and then pick up where we left off last week in 31.
所以他们的回应呢是在第29第30节里，我们就是说是要从这里开始读，那把上个星期我们学的从这里捡起来。
Verse 29 says, when all the people heard the Lord Jesus talking about John the Baptist, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John.
29节说众百姓，所以你既受过约翰的洗礼，听见他的话，就以神为义。
But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
但是呢，法利赛人和律法师没有受约翰的洗，敬畏自己，废弃了神的旨意。
So the tragedy is that the Pharisees, the lawyers who were supposed to be leading the people in matters relating to God, they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以悲剧呢，是法利赛人和律法师呢，他们本来呢，应该呢，就是引导人们呢，跟着神的旨意走，但是呢，他们自己却拒绝了主耶稣基督。
So verse 30 says, the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
第30节才说呢，但法利赛人和律法师没有受约翰的洗，敬畏自己，废弃了神的旨意。
And again, the theme is very simple. The truth of God is given to us, excuse me, in order that we might take action. Belief that is simply in the head and doesn't make action is not belief. It's simply a mental assent, but it's not belief.
这个里面这里非常明显的，就是神的旨意赐给我们呢，是要我们去采取行动，去相信。信心呢，只是在大脑里面，就是大脑里面呢，就是你大脑的思维的一个活动。那么说，你要把你这个信心的这个大脑，这个思维活动呢，转变为行动，你要去相信。And
so the lawyer, sorry, the Lord, turns now in verse 31, and he addresses these Pharisees, these lawyers, these religious leaders, and he tells them a parable.
然后呢，主呢在31节呢又开始呢去跟这些法利赛人和律法师讲话的时候呢，他讲了一个比喻。And
the Lord said, to what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, nor eating bread nor drinking wine. And you say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, look, he's a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
然后31节开始呢，他主说：“这样，我可用什么比这世代的人呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上彼此呼叫着说：我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不哭泣。施洗的约翰来，不吃饼，不喝酒。你们说他是被鬼附的。人子来，也吃也喝。你们说看了，他是贪好贪食好酒的，是罪吏和罪人的朋友。”
So children, when they play, they usually play games together. One says, let's do this. And the other says, sure, let's do that.
因为孩子们在一起玩的时候呢，他们通常呢就会就是说是一起玩游戏。一个人呢，他会说呢，啊，我们做这些吧。那其他人说好吧，都跟着他一起去做。
And so they say, let's play music. And the other children say, sure, let's play music.
所以他们说呢，我们来就是玩音乐，然后呢，那其他人想，一些孩子说是，我们来唱吧，他们一起。And
you can imagine the children even saying, let's play funeral. And they would say, okay, let's play funeral.
所以呢，也可以去想象一下，那些小孩说呢，我们来玩这个出殡，他们就说好吧，我们来玩出殡。But
these children wouldn't respond in any direction.
但这些孩子呢，他就是任何的方向，他们都不做出反应。
Now, we would simply call that anti-social. They weren't cooperative at all.
因为我们通常把这种称之为社交恐惧症，他们通常呢就不与你那个合作。
And that's not a popular way to be in business. You sit down with the people in the company, you say, all right, today we're going to have a meeting. And the other people in business say, no, we're not going to go to your meeting.
因为里面这个，当你在做生意的时候呢，这个也是不合适的。因为当你和你的做生意伙伴在一起时候呢，你说来，我们去开个会，另外其他人说不，我们不参加你的会。
In the family, the father says, let's do this today. We'll all go today and have a game.
因为在家里呢，父亲说呢，今天呢，我们一起做这件事情，我们一起去玩那个游戏。
And some children would say, no, we don't want to go. We don't like your game, Daddy.
因为有些孩子会说：“不，爸爸，我们不跟你一起走，我们不喜欢你的游戏。
The picture here is God sent John the Baptist. And they said, we don't want to listen to John the Baptist.
”有一个画面是呢，就是神呢差遣了施洗约翰，那么他们说呢，我们不想要施洗约翰。
And then he sent Jesus. And they said, we don't want to listen to Jesus.
然后呢，神又差下这主耶稣，他们说呢，我们不想听主耶稣的。
What was their sin?
他们的罪是什么？
Their sin was they didn't want to listen to God. That's their sin.
他们的罪是他们不想听神的，这就是他们的罪。
That's the sin in the world today, isn't it?
这就是当今世界的罪，是不是呢？
The world today says, we don't have any room for God. We know that He's there. The firmament, the heavens, His creation shows clearly that He is there. Deep down in their hearts, they know that. They just don't want to listen to God. They want to do it their way, and they don't care about any message God might send.
对于这个世界来说呢，我们不关心神，我们这里呢没有地方让神的事情来。其实呢，我们看看我们的这些大气，我们看看天空，我们看看所有的被造物，我们当然知道神在这里。所以呢，但是他们却不想承认有神，他们只想按照他自己做的去做，他们呢也不想，就是说是让神呢听神差来的人的话。
So, the argument that they made was this: John the Baptist came, and he was an austere man. He had a hard message, and he lived a rigorous life. He didn't eat and drink with them. He was austere in all he did. And they said, "He's too hard. We don't want to pay attention to him."
这里面的这个信息是这样的：施洗约翰他来了以后呢，他是一个非常的艰苦的人。他来了这以后呢，他也不吃也不喝，所以他们说呢，哇，这个人呢太艰难了，所以我们不愿意听他的。
And then the Lord Jesus comes along and they say, we don't want to listen to him either.
李主耶稣都来了，他们说呢，我们也不想听他的。
He's not religious enough for us.
他对我们来说呢，不够宗教，
What a tragedy.
这是多么大的一个悲剧呢？
It wouldn't matter what God sent, the people were going to have a criticism against him.
所以不管神差的人呢在做什么，他们这里人呢都得会对他们挑剔。
And so verse 35 says, wisdom is justified by all her children.
35:5说，但智慧因他一切的儿女而显为义。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
That means that everybody has a reason for what they're doing.
也就意味着呢，每一个人呢，不管做什么的，他们都有一个原因。
It might not be a good reason. It might be a flimsy excuse, but they will use it to justify what they're doing. They'll say, I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the wise thing. And what I do justify, or what I think justifies what I'm doing.
他们也可能不是一个好的原因，也不是好的理由，但是呢，他们却呢，就是说是也不是很好借口。他们说呢，我们这么做啊，我们做的是对的，我们在做正确的事情。他们因此呢，想让他们做的事情呢，是为义的。
So verse 35 says, wisdom is justified by her children.
你这个里面的35节说呢，但智慧因他一切的儿女而显为义。
Each of her children, wisdom's children, say, I'm right.
对应的每一个呢，就是智慧的孩子呢，都说呢，我是对的。
There's no point in being justified by yourself. You need to be justified by the Lord.
因为你没必要让自己为义，你要是说呢，要主看你为义才是对的。
We need to be justified by the one we've sinned against.
所以呢，我们要就是说是我们反对的那个人呢，我们要让他来，就是让我们为义。
So it's easy to come up with this an excuse and use that to justify yourself and say, I'm pretty good. I can think of this reason.
你这个里面呢，就是非常容易呢，就是说是自以为意，他呢就是说是找到一个很好的借口，说我是一个很好的人，所以因此我做的事情是对的。
But no court in any land justifies the person who has an excuse for what he did. They demand that he be justified by the law.
因为在我们整个世界呢，没有任何一个地方呢，就是说是一个人呢，可以因为他有某个借口去做某件事情，而就是说是他就为义呢。他在法庭上为义呢，是因为律法宣称他为义，他才为义。
And so these Pharisees, lawyers, religious leaders, they were doubly guilty. They were condemned by John. They were condemned by Jesus. They received neither of them. They should have received both.
因为里面的这些法利赛人和律法师呢，他们呢是已经被双重定罪了。他们拒绝了那个是约翰，他们也拒绝了主耶稣，他们应该呢就接受他们两个。
So here we've had a number of discussions with these Pharisees, and they are a people who are resistant to anything that God might do, and they justify themselves, but they're not justified by God.
因为里面呢，就是说是这里，我们有这些法利赛人、律法师呢，他们呢，就是在这时，凡是神差派人做的一切的事情，他们都反对，他们反对呢，然后他们自以为义，而不是神称他们为义。
But verse 36 says, then one of these Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him.
第三日就说有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭。
That's somewhat amazing.
就是有点惊奇了。
They've criticized him. They were trying to stop him. Everything they did, he did, they were against. But now one of them says, I'd like you to come to my house for a meal.
所以他们呢，百般的挑剔他，他不管主说什么，他们都反对。那么说呢，这个时候呢，其中有一个法利赛人呢，他说呢，他要请主耶稣基督到他家去吃饭。
And I don't believe, excuse me, I don't believe we're told why.
我不相信呢，我们被告知为什么？
He may have come just to, in response to the fact that the Lord Jesus was a popular man. He may have come because he wanted to get to know him better. Who knows?
因为他有可能呢邀请主耶稣去呢，是因为主耶稣基督是一个非常有名的人，所以呢，就是有可能他请主耶稣去他家呢，他想了解更多的真理，但是呢，我们不知道。
So the amazing thing is that the Pharisee invited the Lord Jesus Christ to his house. And the other amazing thing is, Jesus said, yes, I will go.
因为非常神奇的事情是呢，那个法利赛人邀请主耶稣基督去他家坐席。那么在另外一件神奇的事情呢，主耶稣基督说呢，我会去。
And that's a wonderful thing to say about the Lord Jesus. He was humble enough to go along even to those who were opposed to him.
你这个呢，就是说是主耶稣基督，他这么去说呢，是一件非常的奇妙的事情，因为主耶稣基督足够的谦卑，他甚至说愿意去和那些反对他的人在一起。
So he went to this man's house, verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil.
你这个第37节说，看到那城里有个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
And she stood at his feet behind him. Weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil.
所以38节，他站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，开始用眼泪洗耶稣的脚，用自己的头发擦干，又亲吻他的脚，并用香膏涂抹。
Now, for us to analyze that, it looks a little peculiar. How could she get to the feet if he was sitting at a table and his feet were under the table?
其实对我们来说呢，有点难理解，他怎么样的接近他的脚呢？如果他当时呢坐在那里，他的脚呢在那个桌子下面，那他怎么样去接近他的脚呢？
But apparently, the custom in those days was not to sit in a chair at a table to eat, but to recline and lean on one's elbow, his feet sticking out here, and his head and his hand over here. And that's the way they would sit, if you like. That's the way they would be at a table when they ate.
因为在那个年代的文化呢，其实呢，当时他们不像我们现在找个桌子和椅子呢坐下，坐下。他们当时呢吃饭的时候呢，他们是躺着的，躺着的时候，然后这样呢，就是拿那个肘子撑着脑袋，然后这个腿那个脚呢就伸到那边去了。所以这就是为什么他能够接近他的脚。
And they often ate not at a kitchen table or at a dining room table. They often ate out in the yard. It was a hot place to live, and it would be more cool in the yard in the shade. So they would often recline outside in the yard, which would make it easy for this woman to get to the feet of the Lord Jesus.
你这个当时呢，因为那个地方呢天气非常的热，所以他们通常呢不在厨房里，或者说是在饭厅里吃饭，坐下吃饭。通常他们是在前院子里面，在院子里面呢找一个树荫的底下，然后呢躺在半躺着吃东西。那么说呢，这就是为什么这个女的可以接近主耶稣基督的脚。
And her action was amazing. Verse number 38 says, she stood at his feet, she began weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head and kiss his feet and anointed them with oil.
你这个里面，他采取的行动呢有点奇怪。他说呢，第38节说他挨着他的脚，开始用眼泪洗耶稣的脚，用自己头发擦干，又亲吻他的脚，并用香膏涂抹。
Four things. Number one, she wept.
第4件事情，第一个呢，他哭了。
Weeping is a wonderful thing if you weep at the right time, but it's a bad thing if you weep at the wrong time.
你哭呢是一件好事，如果你在恰当的时间哭，但如果你在不恰当的时间哭呢，就不是件好事儿。
And in this case, she was weeping at the right time. She was a broken-hearted woman. She was a sinner. She knew it, and she knew that he knew it, and she was coming to him to acknowledge who he was.
在这个里面呢，这个女的呢，这个时候呢，哭的是个时候，因为这个时候她知道呢，她自己是个罪人，她非常的伤心，她也知道呢，主呢是知道她是个罪人，所以她呢在主面前呢，哭泣呢，她承认主是谁。
And then she wiped his feet with her tears, sorry, with her hair. And that implies two things.
然后呢，他也用他的那个眼泪呢洗他的脚，这就是说是这也给我们暗示两件事情。
Number one, she had a lot of tears. His feet were pretty wet.
所以呢，第一个呢，他呢，有很多的眼泪，所以呢，主的脚呢就湿了。
And the Bible says that a woman's hair is her glory.
第圣经说呢，一个女人的头发是她的荣耀。
And she took her glory and used her glory to wipe the feet of the Lord Jesus. What an amazing thing!
因为他用他自己的荣耀去来擦主耶稣基督的脚，这是一个多么奇妙的事情。
And then she kissed his feet.
然后他又亲吻了他的脚。
We often can understand why someone might kiss someone's face.
所以我们一个人呢亲另一个人的脸，我们觉得可以理解。
Not very many people kiss people's feet.
这并不常见有人呢去亲人的脚。
But she did that as a sign of great humility and as a sign of great respect for him.
所以呢，他这么做呢，是显示出呢他的极度的谦卑，也对主耶稣基督的极度的尊敬。
And then she anointed his feet with special oil. And frankly, the place must have smelled wonderful. It was a strong perfume, and his feet had this strong perfume on them.
你这个里面没有香膏涂抹，涂抹的，坦率说，这个地方呢，一定非常的香极了，因为这是一个非常的昂贵的、非常香的香膏。
Well, that's not something you see every day.
这并不是每天你都能见得到的。
This was an amazing woman, and she was a sinner, and she was doing this because she acknowledged her sin. She acknowledged her repentance. She acknowledged that Jesus was the only one who could save her.
在这个里面呢，就是这个是一件非常的奇妙的事情。这个女的呢，也是一个非常奇妙的女的。她知道呢，她自己是一罪人，她也知道她自己的罪，她也知道呢，主耶稣呢能够饶恕她的罪。
So verse 39 now says, Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who this and what manner of woman this is who is touching him. She is a sinner.
第39节说呢，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事儿，心里说：“这人若是一个先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的女人，因为她是个罪人。
Now, this is a somewhat amazing verse because this man was speaking to himself, or not speaking, but just thinking to himself. And he was saying these things. Jesus knew what he was thinking.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是一个非常的就是奇妙的一节经文。因为这个人呢，他心里在想，他想的，他知道主耶稣基督呢，知道他内心在想什么。
Now that's a wonderful thing to know that God knows what we're thinking.
所以这是一个奇妙的事情呢，知道神呢，知道我们在想什么。
It should be a somewhat scary thing because God does know what we're thinking. And we often put up a front, and the front is often not what's behind the front.
在这里面呢，就是有时候呢，也是一件可怕的事情，因为神呢，他知道我们在想什么。通常呢，我们的在外面表现出来的，并不是我们内心所想。
Now, this Pharisee was probably trying to tell Jesus that he was a better person than the other Pharisees.
所以这个法利赛人，他有可能想告诉那主耶稣呢，他比其他的法利赛人都要好。
But Jesus knew what he was thinking.
但主耶稣基督知道他在想什么。
Okay, you can't bluff Jesus. You can't pull the wool over Jesus' eyes. He knows your thoughts.
所以呢，你不可能去欺骗主耶稣基督，你不可能哪个不把主耶稣基督眼睛蒙上，因为他知道你在想什么。
And so, understanding what he thought, the Lord Jesus addresses his thoughts.
所以呢，就是因为知道他在想什么，所以主耶稣基督指出了他的想法。
Verse 40 says, And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, you say it.
第40节说呢，耶稣对他说：“西门，我有话要对你说。”他说：“师傅，请说。”
And then he tells him a very little story, verses 41 and 42.
然后他跟他讲了一个小故事, 41节和42节。
He says there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to pay, he freely forgave them both. Then he says, tell me, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him more?
第41节说呢，耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠500钱银子，一个欠50钱银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个的债。那么告诉我，你们他们中哪一个更爱他呢？
Now remember, as we've mentioned before, very, very often the Lord Jesus puts a question into his answer. He challenges the questioner. He challenges his audience with a question. His questions are very, very good. Answer his questions as you're reading the Bible.
所以呢，你看呢，也记得呢，在这圣经里面，主耶稣基督呢，通常呢，在跟他的那些听众讲话的时候呢，问他们一个问题，问题呢，通常呢，他把他这个问题呢，非常具有挑战性，挑战性呢，然后呢，他把他的答案紧跟着呢，也给出来，所以他通常问人问题的时候呢，随后给出一个答案。
So verse 43, Simon answered him and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And the Lord Jesus said to him, you have rightly judged.
43节，西门回答说，我想是那个多得恩免的人。耶稣对他说，你判断的不错。
Then he turned, verse 30, 44, to the woman and said, Simon, do you see this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head.
第44节，于是他转过来向那女人，便对西门说：“你看见这女人了吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪洗了我的脚，并用她的头发擦干。”
Why didn't Simon water the Lord's feet, wash his feet when he came?
所以呢，为什么西门呢？当主耶稣基督进来以后呢，他不洗他的脚呢？
Because the Simon the Pharisee didn't revere the Lord Jesus very highly. He said, you're a teacher, you've got a lot of clout, but I don't respect you that much.
因为这个法利赛人呢，西门呢，他对主耶稣呢没有那么高的待遇，他没有那么尊敬他。他说：“你就是个师傅，你尽尽管有很多人呢跟从着你，但是我却不那么尊重你。”
So he didn't really revere the Lord Jesus, but the woman did. She felt, she acknowledged that he was very, very high. Simon didn't do that. Simon basically said, you can come to my house, but remember, I'm pretty good guy, and you're just an itinerant preacher.
所以呢，他并没有就是给那个主耶稣基督最高的礼遇，但这个女人却给了，因为那个西门呢，他说呢，啊，你就来我家吃饭，我是一个非常好的人，我是个大好人。
Verse 45, Simon, you gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in.
第45节说呢，他说：“Simon，你没有与我亲吻，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地亲吻我的脚。”
Now the custom of the day was to greet your guests with a kiss.
所以那个时候的文化呢，就是说去欢迎你的客人时候去亲吻他。
And so the Apostle Paul tells the Christians, greet one another with a holy kiss. It was customary and it was a responsibility to show affection.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，使徒保罗他当时指出呢，就是说，像基督徒们呢，要用那个圣洁的亲吻，互相问候，这个时候呢，用这种亲吻的呢，代表基督徒们之间的感情。
Verse 46. He says, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil.
第46节说呢，你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人却用香膏抹了我的脚。
And I'm not really sure how they would have anointed one another with oil, but I think it was customary to do so, probably to put some fragrance on the hair. Maybe there were other reasons. I'm not sure.
我不知道呢，他们到底是以什么方式呢互相用油膏，但是有可能他们弄点香水或者弄点香油呢，就是抹在对方的头发上或者头上，我不知道到底他们怎么去做的。
But one thing is sure, she anointed his feet with this highly perfumed oil, and the place smelled wonderful, and it all came from the feet of Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，当然呢，就是非常明显，这个女人呢，她用那个非常的香的、非常昂贵的香膏呢，抹在主耶稣基督的脚。那么主耶稣脚非常香，他们都乃在主耶稣基督的脚这里。
And frankly, I think the place must have smelled wonderful. And everybody said, the reason it smells wonderful is Jesus is here. And wherever he goes, there's a fragrance associated just with his person.
这个里面坦率说，那当时呢，这个地方呢非常的香，非常香呢。那么这些人就会说呢，哎，主，因为这里非常香，是因为主耶稣基督在这里。主耶稣基督就是那样一个人，不管他走到哪里，他把那些馨香呢带到每一个地方。
And what does all that signify?
那么这些的意义是什么？
And so Jesus responds in verse 47 with a profound statement. He says, therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
第47节，那主耶稣基督说呢，所以我告诉你们，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
So, I guess the question would be, and that's a profound thing to say, it's a proof again that Jesus is the one who can forgive sins. Jesus is God because all sin is against God. A marvelous statement.
也有人认为这个问题呢，是呢，这里呢是一个非常深刻的一个说明，因为再次向我们强调呢，主耶稣基督呢，他能够赦免罪，因为我们都是向着神犯了罪，那么说呢，只有神可以赦免我们的罪。
Now, that statement demands a response from Simon the Pharisee, the host who failed to give honor to Jesus the guest.
所以这个里面呢，就是说这里要求呢，那个法利赛人，他是家里的主人，他呢本来应该呢就是说是给主耶稣基督极度的尊重，但是他却没有。What
response could Simon the Pharisee have given?
所以呢，就是说是当时呢，那个法利赛人西门，他可以做出什么样的回应呢？
Well, the very, very least he could say is, I apologize. I should have washed your feet. I should have kissed you. I apologize. I did not give you the basic response of a host to a guest. I have failed. I am sorry. Please forgive me, Jesus.
但是最少的这个法利赛人西门呢，他被说那对不起，对不起呢，跟主耶稣说对不起，是因为呢，就是说是我本来应该去洗你的脚，我本来应该呢，就是说是去亲你，但是呢，我就没有做，我因为我没有就是说内心呢实在的尊重您，所以呢，他也跟主耶稣基督说呢对不起。
So verse 48 says, he said to the woman, your sins are forgiven.
因为第48节呢，于是耶稣对那女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”
What could Simon the Pharisee have said?
那么当时呢，西门法利赛人他应该怎么说？
Well, if you're able to forgive her for many sins, I would like you to forgive me for the few sins that I've committed. She's a sinner. I'm a sinner too. And therefore, I might not have been a greater sinner as her, but at least I would like you to forgive me too, Jesus.
所以呢，这个西门法利赛人应该这样说，他说呢，他既然您能够赦免这么多的罪，那么说呢，您也我也要您赦免我的那些罪，因此虽然我的罪没有他那么重，没有他自己做那么多，但是呢，我也是个罪人，我跟他一样，我也需要我的罪得到赦免，求主耶稣赦免我的罪。
So there's a simple response that I like to apply when I read the Bible and read stories like this. And I like to say, me too.
这是一个非常的简单的回答，就是当我呢读圣经里的这样的故事的时候呢，就是类似这样的故事，我看到的时候，我会说我也想要被赦免。
If Jesus is prepared to save that sinner woman, I would like him to save me too.
如果主耶稣都准备好呢，要赦免那个有罪的女人，我想我也想他赦免我。
And wherever we go, we find the Lord Jesus doing acts of mercy. And your response, I hope, is mine. And my response, I hope, is, yes, Lord, you were shown mercy to him. Would you show mercy to me too?
因为里面的主耶稣不管在哪里，他不管去到哪里，都显示了他的极大的慈爱和怜悯。就是说，主啊，不管您在哪里，就是显示这样的慈爱和怜悯，我也要。But
there's a third response.
当然呢，也有第三种回答。And
that's verse number 49. Those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sin?
49节同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？
Did they say, I'm a sinner? Did they say, me too? No, they said, you can't forgive sins. And the Pharisee invited him to his house, I think, in order to have more opportunity to criticize him.
这个里面呢，就是说是他们是不是应该以这样说呢？但是呢，他们说呢，就是说他们应该说呢，我也要，我的罪也要，但是没有，我是个罪人。但是他们却没有，他们说呢，就是说是啊，你不可能赦免罪。所以我认为这些法利赛人邀请主耶稣去他家呢，是为了更多的挑剔批判他。
So again, the question is, how do you respond to the teachings of the Bible?
一个问题是你怎么样对那个圣经里的教导做出回应？
Well, the wise response is to simply see what God did for others and then say, Lord, would you do that for me too, please?
这个里面呢，就是那个明智的反应呢，是应该说呢，看到神对其他的人呢行了这样奇妙的事呢，啊，你也要说啊，主啊，求您呢也在我身上行这奇妙的事。
But their response is, this response is a response of the Pharisees that we read before. Find criticism with Jesus. Whatever you do, fight against it. Justify yourself and find some way in which Jesus is wrong.
因为这个里面呢，就是，但是他们所做的呢，就像前面那法利赛人所做的，不管什么主耶稣基督说什么，他们都反对，他们都挑剔，他们总是想证明主耶稣基督是错的。
So verse 50 says, then Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
第50节说，耶稣对那女人说：“你的信心救了你，平安的去吧。”
We often ask the question, what is faith?
所以我们通常问这样一个问题：信心是什么？
If you had faith, how could you prove it?
所以，如果你有信心，你怎样去证明呢？
And the answer is, if you had faith, you would prove it by doing something.
答案是呢，如果你有信心，你要通过做点什么来证明。
How did this woman prove that she had faith?
你这个女人怎么证明呢？她有信心呢？
She wept.
她哭了。
It's pretty hard. Have you ever tried to pretend that you're weeping when you're really not? And when you bring forth tears on any occasion, if you just want to cry, can you just start crying? Or do you have to have a reason for crying?
所以你有没有试过呢？就是说呢，有时候呢，你能够就哭得出来。哎，如果说呢，你内心呢，你根本就没有想着要哭，你故意去哭，你能不能够就说是马上哭出来，然后眼泪就流出来呢？
So the question is, how did this woman prove that she had faith?
现在问题是，这个女人呢，怎么证明她有这样的信心呢？
She cried. It was real.
她哭了，这是因为这是真的。
Number two, she took her glory, her hair, and she used that to wipe his feet. That shows great humility.
因为这个第二个呢，他用他的荣耀，就是他头发呢，去呢擦主耶稣基督的脚，这个显示了他极大的谦卑。
And then she kissed his feet. That shows amazing affection.
然后呢，他呢就说是亲了他的脚，这个显示出他的极大的爱。
And then she gave some very expensive ointment to him.
然后呢，他就把这个就是一个非常的那个昂贵的香膏，那抹了他的脚。
Do you think those four actions unitedly talk about sincerity of faith?
因为这四样事情呢联合起来，他是不是告诉我们这个信心的真诚呢？
Or do you think she was just bluffing?
因为那叫只是说是吹嘘的一下呢。
A lot of people pretend to believe in God, but really, when it comes down to it, they're just bluffing.
因为就是大多数人呢，他们在那假装相信神，但这些事情呢，真的来了以后呢，你发现那些东西都是一些虚表的东西。
So you and I have the responsibility of proving to the Lord Jesus that our faith is real.
因为我呢有这样的责任，我们要向主耶稣基督呢去证明我们的信心是真的。
Let it affect you to the point where you weep.
所以呢，就是说是让你呢，就是能够达到那个哭泣的那个点。
Let your humility be seen.
所以呢，让你的那个就是说是谦卑被看得到，
Let your affection be seen.
让你的爱也被看得到。
And sometimes you got to put your hand in the pocket and buy something that's going to cost a lot.
所以有时候呢，你必须从你口袋里呢掏出一些钱去买一些非常贵的东西。
All right. Well, one other theme now that we haven't covered that's important here.
其中有一件事情呢，我们在这里还没有讲到，是非常重要的。
In the Old Testament, certain people were anointed, is the word. Certain people were anointed to serve and to do a public job for God.
其实，在那个旧约里面呢，有一些特定的人，他们要被高，被高了以后呢，就是公开被高去做一些特别的神的事情。
The prophets were anointed and oil was poured on their head and they were anointed to be prophets. That's what happened to Elisha.
因为那些先知们呢，他们被膏，这个时候呢，那个油呢，就是从他们的头顶上抹在他们头上，这是当时伊丽莎是被膏过的。
The kings were anointed, and you'll remember that when Saul was called to be king, he was anointed by Samuel and many other kings. We read about their anointing.
因为里面的这些王，他们也要被膏。我们知道呢，当那个扫罗王他做王位的时候呢，是那个撒母耳膏的他，还有其他的很多的王在旧约里被膏了。
And the priests were anointed. And so Aaron, the first high priest, was anointed by Moses to be the high priest.
因为那些就是祭司，他们也要被膏。那么说呢，那个亚伦呢，他是由摩西膏的，作为最高祭司。
And we carry that theme on in the British Empire even today.
就这样的一个主题呢，甚至是说是在今天的英国仍然在进行。
And when King Charles took over the kingdom from his dead mother, Elizabeth, he was anointed and oil was poured on his head in order to show the anointing. It's a symbol of God's appointment for the people.
这个里面呢，就是说是当时的查尔斯国王，他那个就是说是当他的母亲伊丽莎白女王去世以后，他继承王位的时候呢，他们也用油膏他，膏他这个呢，就是证明呢他是那神，就是让他来为他的人民服务的。
So the question is, how often was the Lord Jesus Christ anointed?
所以现在的问题是，主耶稣呢，他呢被那个高了几次呢？
Well, this is the first time we've read about it.
这是第一次我们读到的。
But in the last days of our Lord Jesus' ministry, we read of either one or two different anointings.
因为在其他的情况下呢，我们读到呢，就是说是或者是一次，或者是两次被高。
Many Bible students say that there was one anointing, and others say no, there were two anointings.
因为很多圣经学者说呢，只有一次被膏，那么说呢，就是说是，但是呢，其他的学者说不，有两次被膏。
And for many reasons, I believe that there were two more anointings.
所以说，出于很多的原因，我认为呢，有最少有两个。
We're told that the first of those anointings took place 6 days before the Passover.
因为首先我们读到的，就是说那一个被膏是在那个逾越节前的6天。
The other, we're told, it took place 2 days before the Passover.
因为另外一次呢，就是在那个逾越节前的2天。
One took place in the house of Simon the leper, and another took place in the house of Mary and Martha.
因为其中一个呢，就是这发生在那个西门那个长大麻风的，另外一个呢，就是发生在那个马大家里。
Interestingly, this particular anointing takes place when, in the context of verse number, if I can find it here, forgive me.
非常有意思呢，这个呢，它发生在呢，就说是在他找那节经文。
This place, verse 39, Simon says, this man, if he were a prophet, would know. This woman anointed him in the context of his being a prophet.
因为里面的第39节说呢，这个法利赛人说呢，心里说，如果他是个先知呢，他一定会知道这个女人是谁。那么说呢，就是这个女人用香膏膏他的时候呢，就是作为他是个先知。
His anointing in John chapter 12 takes place 6 days before the Passover, and it's actually just before he is anointed or he is proclaimed to be king in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So on this second occasion, he was anointed to be king.
也就是说，另外一个呢，就是说是在第二次，就是说是在约翰福音里面，约翰福音里面，当时呢，主耶稣基督呢，他融入圣城的时候，融入圣城的时候，有一个人呢，用那个香膏膏了他，这个时候呢，他被膏呢，是作为一个国王被膏的。
And then 2 days before the crucifixion, he was anointed to be priest. He was anointed prophet, king, and priest because he fulfilled all those three responsibilities for you and for me.
这里面呢，就是说是第三次呢，实际上就在逾越节的前2天，他被告。他被告的时候，作为一个祭司呢，所以主耶稣基督呢，他作为先知、王、祭司呢，都被告了。他就这个世界要实现了神的那个应许，为你我。
In all three occasions, it was women who anointed him.
其实这3次呢，都是女人的告了他。
On all three occasions, the anointing oil cost a lot of money.
因为在这是3个情况下呢，这些香膏呢都非常的贵，费了很多钱。
Wonderful stories of wonderful women.
所以奇妙的故事和奇妙的女人们。
All right, well, so much for that particular story.
因为这样一个特别的故事，我们也讲了很多。
So now, chapter 8 of Luke.
因为我们现在翻到路加福音第八章。
It says, Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him.
哎，这个路加福音第八章第一节说呢，过后耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的好信息，和他同去的有12个门徒。
Now you ask yourself the question, how long did that take?
所以呢，你问自己一个问题，这之间呢，过去了多长时间呢？
To go through every city and village preaching. How long does that take?
所以去各城各乡传道，这个要花多长时间呢？
A few days?
几天？
A few weeks?
几个星期？
A few months?
几个月？
Maybe
有可能。
a year or two.
也有可能1年。
And verse 2 says, And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits. And infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance.
因为你们第二节说呢，有被邪灵所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女，有称为抹大拉的玛利亚，曾有7个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有新的管家苦萨的妻子约雅拿，并苏撒那和许多别的妇女都用自己的财物来服侍耶稣。
What did these women do?
这些女人在干什么呢？
They went with Jesus and the disciples.
他们和主耶稣和门徒们一起。
And see, they went to many places with him.
他们和他一起去过很多的地方。
Now, I have no idea what the entourage looked like. But he didn't just travel alone. He traveled with 12 main disciples and a lot of other disciples and a lot of women.
因为我想象不出来当时那个场景会是什么样子的，但是主耶稣基督呢，从来不是一个人在走，他呢也12个门徒和他一起，还有那其他的很多门徒，还有很多其他的妇女都跟着他们。
What they did for accommodation, we're not told.
因为他们在做什么，就是从这里的我们没有任何的记载。
On occasion, I'm sure they would stay in a hotel. On other occasions, I think they probably would stay at someone's house or many houses. And on other occasions, I think they probably slept out under the stars or in an improvised tent.
这里面呢，就是说是他们住在哪里呢？我们不清楚。但是呢，有可能呢，他们住在旅馆、酒店里，有可能住在一些门徒们的家里，也可能住在一些其他人家里，也可能就是新餐露宿住在外面，有可能是住在帐篷里
Who were these women?
面。那这些女人们是谁？
And the verse number two again says that certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities.
在这里讲的，这就是那个人呢，有7个鬼从他身上赶出来。
So there were women who were healed by the Lord, some of them very, very sick, some of them very, very wicked.
你认为他们是被邪灵所附、被疾病所累的，他们被主呢治愈了。他们有些人呢病得非常重，有些人呢非常的邪恶。
Mary Magdalene, one of those women, was from the city of Magdala over on the north west corner of the Sea of Galilee from a different location of the others. And she was a woman who'd had many evil spirits. She was a bad woman.
因为里面呢有一个叫抹大拉的玛利亚，她呢其实说是当时呢她被身上赶出来很多的污鬼，所以当时呢她是一个非常坏的女人。
Probably like the woman who came to anoint the Lord Jesus in chapter 7 in the house of Simon the Pharisee.
也有可能就像那个当时在第7章里，这个来到法利赛人家里的用那个油膏主耶稣基督的那个女人一样。
And then there was Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. And we don't know much about her, but she came from a pretty high position. But probably she was either a sick woman or a sinner too.
比如里面就说是另外一个呢，就西律的管家苦萨的妻子约雅娜，约娜呢，其实我们对她的了解不多，她有可能因为她地位很高，就有可能呢，她的是身体不好，或者说呢，她也是一个罪人。
I guess the point is that we're not told much about these women. We are told that they were there. We are told that they did a marvelous work of supporting the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在的问题是呢，就是说这些妇女们，我们知道的不多，但是呢，我们被告知呢，他们在那里，他们和主耶稣基督在一起，他们在服侍主耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus, you'll remember, taught that on Judgment Day, the last will be first, and the first will be last.
对主耶稣基督的教导呢，就是说是在审判日的时候呢，后来的必在先，先来的必在后。
God's plan for the church is that the men take the responsible position and they take the visible position.
对于神的计划呢，是男性呢，就是说是他呢，负起那个责任的位置，这个位置呢是可以被看得见的，
And the women often take the behind the scenes position.
所以妇女们通常呢就是做一些幕后的工作。
Now, if the last are going to be first and the first are going to be last, who are going to be first in the judgment day?
因为如果先来的必在后，后来必在先，那么说在审判日呢，谁会在先呢？
And I frankly think it's going to be a lot of women at the front. I think the men who got all the glory here are going to be way at the rear.
比如你们要坦率的说呢，可能是一大堆妇女呢，因为这些男人呢在这里呢已经得了荣耀，那么说呢，在那个时候呢，一堆妇女都会在男人前面。
Maybe this woman who anointed him with the oil and her tears, maybe she's going to be one of those right at the head of the judgment line, getting the greatest reward because she was way ahead of the men who were there on that occasion.
这个里面呢，就是有可能呢，就是这个呢，用油膏呢，膏了主耶稣基督的脚的这个女人呢，她呢，在审判日的时候呢，她可能会排在很前面，很前面，在前面呢，得到很大的荣耀，因为呢，她呢，已经超前了她那个时代的很多的男性。
What did they do?
他们在做什么呢？
Well, verse 3 ends with the phrase, many others who provided for him from their substance.
因为第三节结尾说呢，都是用自己的财物服侍耶稣。
And so their substance would be their possessions.
因为他们呢，就是使用的是他们自己的财物。
I would take it this woman who was the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. He probably had a pretty good job. She probably had access to a lot of money.
因为我认识的人呢，有可能就是那个西律管家苦萨的妻子，因为他呢应该有那个很多的钱财，有很多的物资。
She probably cared a lot for the Lord Jesus and provided maybe a lot of good meals. A lot of expensive meals for the whole entourage that were following him.
因为这个里面，他可能就准备了很多的那些食物，而且是一些非常好吃的食物，非常昂贵的食物，为那些主耶稣基督还有所有的跟从他的人。
In the city of Philippi, it was Lydia who provided the accommodation for the apostles who were there, probably several of them traveling with Paul, and they stayed in Lydia's house.
因为在那个腓立比的那个城市里，有个叫莉迪亚的一个女的，她呢就是当时呢，她一个非常大的房子，她呢给当时的那些门徒们呢，就是提供了住宿。
She provided a place for them. But probably, if truth were told, she did a lot of cooking for them and paid for a lot of meals for that group.
第一个呢，就是当时保罗、希拉他们很多人，那么说呢，这个时候呢，有可能呢，他不仅给他们提供那个住宿，但是同样的呢，我相信也给他们准备了很多很好吃的食物给。
So don't underplay the role of women.
所以不要低估了那个妇女的那个角色。
They don't have a position of prominence, but they have a position of priority. And on Judgment Day, I believe they're going to be at the top of the list.
因为他们当现在没有什么很明显的地位，但是呢，我相信在那个审判日的时候呢，他们是有非常优先的、非常高的地位在前面。
All right. Well, that's maybe we can just look at the beginning of the next section. Actually, this next section is pretty extensive, but we'll just read the first verse or two.
因为我们应该开始读下一部分，下一部分呢，它呢其实应该是一个系列。我们首先读一两节。
Verse 4 says, When a great multitude had gathered and others had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable.
当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，他就用一个比喻说。
It's amazing. Wherever he went, great crowds gathered.
你这个是非常神奇的，不管他去到哪里，都有一大群人跟着他。
They no doubt came to see the miracles.
他们毫无疑问是来见证神迹的事。
They no doubt brought many sick with them so that they could be healed.
也毫无疑问呢，他们带来很多的生病的人，所以这样呢，他们能够被治愈。
They no doubt came to hear his great teachings because nobody taught like he taught.
第二个呢，也毫无疑问，他们是来听他那些伟大的教导的，因为从来没有人像他那样教导过。
But he spoke to them by parables.
但是他呢，用比喻对他们说，
Why did he speak to them by parables?
为什么他跟他们用比喻去说呢？
Well, in part, so that some would understand and some would not understand.
因为就是部分原因是呢，他们中间有些人能够明白，有些人呢却不明白。
And you notice as you read the Bible, some things you understand pretty clearly, other things you don't understand.
所以你也注意到，当你读圣经的时候呢，有些事情呢你非常的明白，有些事情呢你却不怎么明白。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
Well, in part, it's there because God says, I could make it so simple for you that you would automatically believe, but it wouldn't be sincere belief. It would simply be logical belief.
这个里面呢，就是这个原因呢，是神呢，他说呢，我可以把这个变得非常的简单，然后你自动就相信了。但是这却不是一个真诚的相信，这是一个简单的逻辑的相信。
So sometimes he makes things harder for us to believe in order for us, when we truly understand it, to say this is marvelous. But other people would look at it and say, that is foolishness.
理论里面呢，就是有时候呢，神呢让这个事情呢变得非常难以理解。但是呢，到最终呢，我们学到的知识，我们理解了以后呢，我们就是这个太奇妙了。但是那些呢不明白的人呢，其实这是愚蠢的。
So the principle enunciated by Jeremiah, I believe, is this: you will search for me. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart.
我认为耶利米呢，他是这样说的，这样说呢，有这样一个原则，就是你要去寻求神，寻求神呢，就是说是你寻求神呢，你就会寻求得到。如果你用你的全心全意的去寻求的话，
Remember now, the rich blessings of God are not for the casual.
因为就是说是。要记住，就是说是神的丰丰富富的赐福，不是赐给那些随便的人的。
The rich blessings of an Olympic athlete are not for the casual, they're for the rigorous seeker.
因为那些呢，就是啊，那些奥林匹克的那冠军呢，并不是你随意就可以取得的，都是由那些非常的艰苦训练的人才能得得到。
The rich blessings of science are and academics are not for the casual. You've got to read the books. You've got to understand the teaching before you can be acclaimed in academics.
因为里面呢，就是说是对那些那个科学家来说呢，就是说是那个非常的有学问的那些人来说呢，你要取得非常高的学问，取得高的，你必须呢非常努力的去研究，去钻研。
And so it is with the truth of God. You've got to read, you've got to understand, you've got to let the Spirit of God enlighten you.
因为里面呢，就是学习神的真理是一样的，你必须呢勤奋的学习，你必须呢就是让神的圣灵呢，让把你点亮，让你去听，那个读懂。
And so he's going to speak to them now in the rest of this chapter, chapter 8. He's going to speak to them in parables. Marvelous truth, wonderful truth, but it's you've got to understand what's going on before you can understand the truth. Those who know God, those who love God will understand, but those who don't, they will reject it and say it's just an interesting story.
其实里面呢，就是说是从这一整个的一章里面，从这一节以后呢，主耶稣基督呢，他要讲很多的比喻。这些比喻呢，里面呢，就是带着很多奇妙的真理。如果呢，你真心的去寻求，你真的去明白主耶稣基督说的话呢，你就明白这些非常奇妙的真理。但是对那些不想明白的人，对那些就是说他们觉得呢，他讲的只是一些什么无聊的故事。
Our time is gone, and that's basically as far as we got. We'll pick up at verse 5 next week, Lord willing.
因为我们时间也到了，这就是基本上我们现在就是学到的。那么是下个星期呢，就是说主若许可，我们从这里面继续往下学。
Thank you for being with us this evening. Those of you around Vancouver, Lord willing, we'll see you on tomorrow, and the others, we'll see you. On Zoom somehow, especially next week somehow.
这个里面呢，也是非常高兴呢，就是说这个大家今天呢能够加入我们，那么会，对于这些在温哥华的这些人来说呢，我们呢主若许可，明天早上就是见。那么说呢，也要是就是说是下个星期呢，我们也可能以某种方式来见面。
May the Lord bless us all.
愿主赐福给我们所有的人。
And in particular, have a happy new year.
也特别说呢，大家新年快乐。
Let's pray.
我们的祷告，
Lord, we thank you for your word.
记住啊，我们感谢您的话。
We thank you, Lord, that though the Pharisees continued to try to find fault, they couldn't.
因为我们也知道呢，法利赛人一直呢，他们都想找到错误，但却找不到。
And we thank you, Lord, that we didn't come to find fault. We came in order to learn the wonderful truth from our Savior.
接着啊，我们感谢您呢。我们来到这里，并不是想找到错误，我们呢在这里呢是要找到我们的主耶稣基督的奇妙。
And the most wonderful truth is that the Lord Jesus Christ came to forgive us our sins.
这些非常奇妙的真理是呢，主耶稣基督来到这里呢，是为了饶恕我们的罪。
And he forgave the woman these sins. This woman who was a sinner, you forgave her when she was in the house of Simon the Pharisee.
现在饶恕了这个女人的罪，但这个女人呢，她呢寻求主，但是呢，在当时在那个叫法利赛人西门的房子里面，那她饶恕了她的罪。
And we thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord, those of us who put our trust in you.
因为我们也是主啊，感谢您呢，就是说我们相信您的这些人呢，您都饶恕了我们的罪。
Now bless us all. Give us rest. Give us strength, and bless us as we meet on the Lord's Day for your glory.
愿天主赐福给我们，赐福给我们，帮助我们好好休息，然后呢，赐福给我们力量，当我们在主日的时候相会的时候，
And we ask this all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. May the Lord bless us.
谢谢大家，愿主赐福给我。